Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Colts are playing a lot better than I thought they would when Daniel Jones went down. And by the way, I feel bad, but Jonathan Taylor just laid down the reason why running backs will probably never win the MVP. When you just look at since Daniel Jones has gone down, they haven't won a game. You can clearly see the importance of him and the running back being there. Anyway, but well, we're watching Phillip Rivers last night, 23 of 35, and the 49ers pass rush was on his ass. All night, and he throws for 277, two touchdowns, and he was going stride for stride. Did have a pick in there. He was going stride for stride with Brock Purdy, like bam, touchdown here, bam, and they had a special teams blunder, a fumble, and on special teams that kind of opened things up and put the 49ers kind of in a mode where they were coming from behind all the time, the Colts. But Phillip Rivers, man, I ain't gonna lie to you, Tyler Clint, it's one of the most surprising things I've seen. The way he is playing and how good this has looked, I went from being concerned about what this is going to look like, and he does not look great in his uniform. I don't mean that.
I'm glad I'm not alone, because I've been like, damn, he looks chunky.
Like, I'm just saying, like, in terms of football, like, it looks like me going to go put it in a uniform. He does not look great in his uniform, but as soon as he gets that ball snapped to him, I mean, there aren't 10 quarterbacks, 10 starters better than like he is probably maybe a little around the 20 range of starting quarterbacks right now, and that's him just coming off the bench rolling through, Clint. It has been absolutely impressive. Hell, I feel like his Hall of Fame case got stronger by this thing. I mean, this is just crazy what he is doing.
Yeah, completing 66% of his passes. I mean, he's thrown the two interceptions that he's thrown were both in trash time. I mean, in a situation where last week it was just throwing it up at the end of the game with very little time on the clock, trying to get in field goal range. And then, you know, this one was a pick six late in the game when you're already down a couple of scores and you're just trying to make something happen. Three touchdowns, two interceptions, 66% completion. And get this, he's only been sacked three times in two games. And it's not because he can move, and it's not because – and I know that the offensive line is obviously good, but it's his he has put on an absolute clinic. I mean, when you look at what Phillip Rivers is doing right now, this is as powerful a message in the quarterback arena, in the quarterback world, as we've seen in a really long time. Like, the power of being able to – get your feet set, get the ball out on time, to process information, to get in the right play, get to give yourself options, to take the underneath route, to anticipate, you know, in your throws and distribute the football accurately. I mean, it's just, he is putting on an absolute clinic of how important that actually is. And in today's world, in today's quarterback arena, we spend so much time. You see it with the damn highlight reels of all these different high-level quarterbacks and quarterback trainers. 99% of those are them throwing back across the field or off their back foot, or, you know, doing some exotic freestyle throw, throwing the ball 80 yards down the field. And the reality of it is, if you can hone in and understand how to layer the football so that you can anticipate throws and you can understand about, you know, keeping your cleats in the turf and getting the football out accurately and on time to all the underneath routes. If you can understand how important it is to throw a ball, you know, no more than 5 yards down the field, but throw in a position where a guy can catch and run afterwards. If you can do those things, you can play the position at an extremely high level. Now, in no way, shape, or form, am I saying Phillip Rivers is going to be an All-Pro next year. I'm just saying to think that that guy, after 5 years of not playing, can come back on the field and put any semblance of quality quarterback play on film is a absolute clinic to all the intricacies of playing the quarterback position that go beyond or before, I guess, the tangible abilities to run and throw. Wild, man.
Hey, listen, I don't know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
What he's thinking? I don't know if he's thinking, hey man, just kick it. Hey man, just taking in these four games or however many games he's playing. But I wonder, is there a thought in his mind saying, man, let me get in an offseason and get my body and get myself in some shape, and maybe I come out here because, you know, an Achilles tear for Daniel Jones, if they do bring him back, could take him. I wonder, is he just going to hang it up after this season ends? The way he's playing, I mean, I would imagine in his mind, he's thinking, man, if I really applied myself with my body and got work in.
He can't throw it 50 yards right now.
And got work in. Like, what would this look like?
Yeah, no question, man. You look at the Seattle game. I said this when it happened. They're one play. If he connects with Josh Downs coming out of halftime right there in the third quarter, that's a whole different game the way their defense is playing. And then yesterday against San Francisco, I mean, it didn't matter if he'd thrown five touchdowns. They weren't going to win that game. I mean, San Francisco was torching their defense. Yeah, and so to your point, though, is, you know, you look at it, you go, hey, if I'm the Colts and I'm just trying to buy a little time until Daniel Jones gets back, and I just need maybe a month's worth of quarterback play, hell yeah, I'm gonna sign now if he wants to.
I mean, wonder if you're thinking like what's he look like with a full off season where he knows he's gonna play football, and he dedicates his body, his arm, and his training to that. Wonder what that would look like.
He ain't dedicating his body right now.
You wouldn't either.
You've been drinking 100%. Cold, been coaching, been eating, and, coaching and drinking cold beer.
Been eating cheese puffs.
Them circus
I
cookies.
I think he's retaining a little bit more water now that he's playing.
I think it looks like his head got bigger too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about from last week to this week. Oh. He looks like he's retained 10 pounds of water from last week to this week.
At the cardio, old Phil.
I think he went back to believing in hydrating and electrolytes and all that, and it backed him up.
I'm glad they wore that blue last night. last week.
I'm going to be honest with you. That may be the worst uniform in football.
That all blue one with the black helmet?
Last night's, awful.
It was all black with blue stripes, right?
No, they had on the all blue head to toe with the black helmets.
Now the all black ones I think are terrible too, but yes, I'm with you. Those are disgusting. Not as bad as the Jaguars, of course.
Yeah, you got to show.
I think that black and blue is just not a good look.
You got to show Michael Pittman and Jonathan Taylor more.
That's fair.
Than 17.
That's fair. He's not. He absolutely is not the model that you're looking for.
But I think he can get himself together. I think he's got 35, 40 pounds to drop if he wanted to. If he knew he was going to play ball. If he knew he was going to play ball, he could look better than that. Wish I could. All right, what are your best bets?
We went a little 3-for-4 last night. Ron said, under was screwed early. I mean, it was halftime, and I was like, well, I hope these other three hit. We went 3-for-4, going to up it to 5 picks for you on a Tuesday night, and it's all around the NBA. A lot of NBA action going on tonight. First, I'm taking the 76ers -9. They are hosting the Brooklyn Nets. 76ers, they have the third highest success rate this season against the spread in the league, people. That's that research me and Cheryl will be doing.
That research,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and they beat the Nets, the 76ers, that is, by 24-12 their last two meetings. Next,
Nets
I got
are
the,
bad.
the net, the Nets. Brooklyn's bad. Awful. Put some money in your pocket, man. Next, I got the Pacers plus 1.5 as they host the Bucks. And in that same game, I'm on the over. Bucks Pacers over 218.5 points tonight. Last time they played, they scored 232. Lock it in. Lakers plus 6 is your next bet, and they're going to be in Phoenix taking on the Suns. Lakers money against the spread is hitting at 60% rate this year, people. That's Cheryl once again for you. And then lastly, a hometown guy. The Rockets are in action. They got the last game of the slate tonight around the NBA because they are in LA taking on the Clippers. I'm on Kevin Durant over 23.5 points for KD. Those are your five best bets. Yeah.
KD's been shooting the ball well here a lot lately. I'm proud of you for staying out of the James Harden business. Generally, you just bet with your heart at times with him. Tonight is another one of Dylan Brooks' Super Bowls, so we'll see what he's going to do in this matchup against LeBron. So that
that's entertainment, man.
Did you see that?
I forget how they. I mean, he was under LeBron's skin last time, wasn't he?
Well, he's the one who got ejected.
Yeah, but no doubt. But nobody cares about him.
He got ejected and found it sent LeBron to the line to tie the game.
LeBron was hot, boy.
Oh yeah, he did. He just went up there and just started chest body bumping him and got his first technical for no reason. Delay, like, he's a weird guy. Still it is, man. Silly Canadians. All right, Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Happy holidays to all of you. I am Ron. The show is always Houston. We love you, baby.
Oh, I do have action on Western Kentucky. Yeah.
And the old New Orleans Bowl. That hit.
I had help from Cheryl.
And I know Cheryl is advanced.
Cheryl,
she was
the number.
She was AI before AI was. Texans swarm.
I mean, I'm telling you.
Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Ron and Clint, thank you guys very much. Merry Christmas and ho, ho, ho.
Hey, this is Clint Sterner and the show and old Tiny Heidi, and we're wishing you and your family a very happy holiday season.
Tyler, I love you too, man. You're so H-Town.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.